best friend is Bishal Jyoti Dash.
Okay, he's in the same class as you.
Ma'am, my class is actually section C and 6 class, but he is section A. 6.
Okay, so what do you like to watch on TV?
Ma'am, I like to watch on TV like Animal Planets or something like about animals. And I watch Discovery Channels. And sometimes I watch some cartoons or movies.
Okay, that's really nice. Okay, so do you like telling stories?
Ma'am?
Do you like telling stories?
Yes, ma'am. I like it very much. And I love to read books, story books.
Oh, that's great. And do you like listening to stories as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. Great. Okay, so just give me a second. I'll share my screen. Okay, tell me, can you see the screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Oh, okay, let's start. Now, let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has the red computer. And you will be this boy who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself. Okay. I'm looking forward to it and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell. So look, there are 3 envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me a story.
Ma'am, heart.
Okay. The story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Okay. Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color, so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now the whole story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Okay? Take a look at the whole story and then tell it to me. But so take a good look at the entire series of pictures, and then whenever you're comfortable, tell me when you're ready and we can start the storytelling. Okay?
Yes. Okay, ma'am. There was a goat which he had 2 sons. One son is named as Ram. Another one is named as Ben. So when Ram and Ben were gone to the lake, then the little goat just fell into the lake or the pond. Then he was screaming, "Meh, meh, help me someone." Then the father goat, his father, Billy, ran towards him and saved him. Then with his half horns, he took him out from the well. Then he was happy as he knew. But then his second son, Ram, who saw a fox was there. He was hiding there and he was very much hungry that he was seeing. Wow, there are 2 goats. There are little goats and the big one. Wow, today I'm going to have a very much great meal. So then the fox, when he saw the Ram saw him, he quickly ran towards him and wanted to catch him. Then there was a friendly crow who was sitting there. The father and his brother Ben was not that much alert about Ram. So then they were just drinking water. Then after the crow saw him, they were then the crow ka ka Then he bite the fox tails. Then the father goat and his Ben saw that, oh, wow, there was a fox in my, the fox was attacking my son, Ram. Then after crow bite him, the fox was totally, completely injured. Then the crow started following him, and with his beak, he was just injuring him. Then the fox ran away, and then the billy goat with his two sons were happily, and they thankfully say thank you to my friend crow.
Okay, very good. Okay, so look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will also show in color now. Now we both can see the story. So I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay? So tell me, did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am. It was very much like a friendly story.
Okay, then. So in these two pictures that are highlighted, why was the father goat in the water?
Now the father goat went into the water because his second son Ben was drowning in the water. He was drowned.
In this picture, how does the baby goat feel? Here, how is the baby goat feeling here?
Ma'am, the baby goat was feeling very scared and frightened that he could drown and die sometimes. So he was calling for help for his father.
Okay. Why does the fox jump or leap forward in this picture?
Ma'am, the fox jumped because he knew that Ram saw him, and then he quickly jumped that he could also kill him, and the two goats couldn't know, and then they could kill and eat his meat very delicious. It's a comfortable. So he could take it and...
Okay, in these two pictures, how does the fox feel?
Now the fox was feeling very much like, ow, there is a crow biting in my tail. And he was very much completely injured. The crow bitten him, and then he was totally scared from the crow. And he ran away as fast as he can, like a flash.
Okay, in this photo, why does the bird bite the fox's tail?
The crow bites the fox's tail because he knew that the fox could kill him, and the fox could kill the little goat who is only who hasn't been and also an adult. So he for saving his life, he bite that fox tail.
Okay, so imagine that the bird sees the goats in this picture. How does the bird feel? How does the crow feel here?
Ma'am, the crow was feeling very much happy because when we help someone, we feel happy. So after saving him, he also felt some happy, and he has an egg. And he was also friends with the goats. He was also a friend. We show the friendship.
Okay. So why does the father goat... Sorry, who does the father goat like the best? The fox or the bird?
Ma'am, the crow. Because he saved and helped his son from a fox who was attacking him. So the father goat obviously liked the bird.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, Ayush. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me out. Ma'am. Okay. I'll see you next week. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Ma'am, next week we will have Odia.
Yes, next week we'll have Odia.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, see you then. Yes, bye-bye. Sure. Take care.
Bye.